Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting second. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Hand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Hand. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss juggles the ball. That's an error on Chambliss. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ullander hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Leon covering, for the out. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fossey for a passed ball. Brinkman moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Hand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup who is chasing the ball. Chambliss reaches third base with a triple. Nettles scores. Fossey goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chambliss tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baker. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydman bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Gomer Hodge pinch hits for Rich Hand. Gomer Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Leon moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup is hit by the pitch. Rodriguez moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Al Kaline pinch hits for Norm Cash. Vince Colbert now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to home to get Rodriguez. Northrup moves to third. Horton moves to second. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Bill Freehan. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Kaline now playing right field. Jim Price now catching. Jim Northrup now playing first base. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fossey strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman is hit by the pitch. Cesar Gutierrez pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Brinkman moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. Brinkman moves to third. Gutierrez moves to second. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Dennehy now pitching. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhlander hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hydeman hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vince Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nettles hits a line drive into center field. Stanley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stanley. Leon scores. Colbert goes all the way around to score. Nettles moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fosse is hit by the pitch. Ted Ford pinch runs for Ray Fosse. Dalton Jones now playing first base. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chambliss hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-3 in the game. Uhlander hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Leon strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hydman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Suarez now catching. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.